AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The world's wealthiest democracies pledge massive numbers of coronavirus vaccines for the world's poorest countries. Jackie Quinn has this.
At the G7 summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced the seven wealthiest countries in the world will share 1 billion doses of vaccines with places like Africa, Asia, South and Central America, and others, trying to speed up the global pandemic recovery. It follows President Joe Biden's announcement that the U.S. would donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine over the next year.
We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners.
Britain has pledged 100 million doses. Previously, Germany had promised 30 million. The British Prime Minister says these pledges mean that they can vaccinate the world by the end of next year and then build back better from coronavirus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At the National Cathedral in Washington. The morning bell rang once every 6 seconds for an hour. The 600 tolls marking the 600,000 estimated deaths in the pandemic in the U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells the House Judiciary Committee the Bureau is investigating the violence of the January Capitol riot, not the politics involved. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, while offering absolutely no proof, claimed he talked with Capitol Police officers the night before the assault.
And they said, well, we've been briefed today that there's a good bit of, it's understood, online activity, that there are people that are going to be coming that hate Trump, but they're going to dress up in red, MAGA, Trump paraphernalia.
Wray also told the committee the FBI discourages ransomware payments, but a number of major companies in the past month have done just that. This is AP News. One of University of Michigan coaching legend Bo Schembechler's own sons and two former players say he knew a university doctor was sexually abusing athletes during their physicals. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
They all say Schembechler turned a blind eye when they told him they were abused by Dr. Robert Anderson.
Bo looked at me and said, toughen up.
Daniel Kwiatkowski says the abuse happened during physical exams decades ago.
Bo knew, I knew. Then I was on my own, and Bo was never going to protect us.
Anderson died in 2008. Schembechler's own son, Matt, says his father punched him in anger when he told him he was abused.
I don't hate Bo. You know, people try to paint me that. I just don't like him.
Bo Schembechler died in 2006. There's a statue of him outside a university building at Michigan that bears his name. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.